Greg Dulcich went unmentioned this week, and we checked the places a mention would live. Alain Poupart's joint practice observations at Dolphins on SI charted Malik Willis's targets going heavily to backs and tight ends without naming Dulcich. The accounts of Saturday's 26-3 loss to the Giants recorded no catch for him, and, the part that matters most, he appeared on no absence or injury list either, including Poupart's snap count review of who sat. Since last week's episode closed the red jersey scare with a full return to practice, the file simply shows a healthy tight end having an unreported August week. We flag the limit honestly. Absence of coverage is not evidence of absence, and a middling exhibition outing can vanish from beat coverage entirely. The room around him did generate one entry. Rookie fifth-rounder Seydou Traoré made a players-to-watch list before the Giants game, with a note that he had dropped passes in camp and needed a strong outing to secure a spot, per Dolphins on SI. The profile of a competitor with work to do, not one seizing the job. Will Kaczmarek, the third-round rookie the June Red treated as the real threat, drew no reporting we found this window. That June Red, in brief for new listeners, Dulcich outgained every returning Miami wideout last season on a real late-year run. The target tree above him lost Hill, Waddle, and Waller at once. And the counter-argument was Miami's own draft board. Two rookie tight ends selected behind a one-year veteran is a franchise saying compete. A quiet week leaves that competition exactly where it stood, with the season's first target counts as the only referee left. What to watch next? Whether Dulcich starts and draws targets in Friday's finale against Atlanta, and how many tight ends survive when rosters cut to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, we'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.